This unfortunate lady was overcome by a combination of drugs. She lost consciousness. She fell into the bathtub. She was unable to cry out for help.
Renowned forensic pathologist Cyril Wecht says the autopsy revelation of a bruise on Houston's forehead and her position in the tub makes him believe she blacked out before hitting the water.
There was no escape, regrettably, for Whitney Houston. Why? Because she was not conscious. She was not physically capable of escaping from that bathtub.
The autopsy describes the 48-year-old Houston as muscular and fairly well nourished at 5'6" and 151 pounds. Her body showed no signs of foul play, but prolonged cocaine use left her with a hole in her nasal septum.
There you have it. Let's
Oh my God, man.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's hard. That just, you know, man.
It's a little disappointing.
It's real. Sad, man. It's real, though. It's real.
Sad, but you know, it's no different from what nobody's mom, nobody's auntie, mm-hmm. uncle, everybody, you know, got that family member that's struggling with addiction and alcoholism. And just want to keep everybody that's struggling with drugs and alcohol lifted up in prayer, man. And you know, if you're trying to get clean, man, get to those NA meetings, man, and those AA meetings. But you got to work the program. And once you get clean, you just can't go and say, I'm going to have a glass of wine or have a beer. You just can't do it. You know, I went to meetings with my mom for years, and I know about that NA program, man. And it's a wonderful program, but you got to work it, man. You know, and it's hard work and living in recovery. Real talk,
it's
man.
Tough.
Real talk. So sorry to hear that.